Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Nashley 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for the day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. Lord, I pray that our life goes
I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so, especially at this busy time of Christmas this season. But we recognize the importance of not just the shopping and the preparations and who's coming to whom and who's going where for lunch, but it's a time of deepening down and connecting with the source of all that is, that divine intelligence, that infinite knower of all things, the Spirit, God, in us, as us. And as we continue our Advent journey, this week, I'd like us to focus on the three wise men, Caspar, Balthazar, and Melchior. And depending on which version you read, they're either addressed as the three kings or the three wise men. But we know that as they studied the stars, the charts, and the heavens, they knew something big was going to happen. They knew of the prophecy, and they, with faith believing, set out from afar in search of prophecy being fulfilled. And so certain of this prophecy, that they took with them gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The little story I want to share first with you, I have two this morning. It says that the inhabitants of a certain Persian town declared that in days gone by, three kings of this country went to worship a newborn prophet, and took with them three offerings, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, so as to discover whether this prophet was a god, or an earthly king, or a healer. For they said, if he takes gold, he's an earthly king. If frankincense, a god. If myrrh, a healer. The child took all three offerings. This is from the Travels of Marco Polo, translated by Ronald Lansom. We know that in everything there is always a deeper meaning, a esoterical meaning, a metaphysical interpretation. And so when we look at the gifts that each of these wise men or kings brought to the newborn Savior, and in fact I'm not sure we can say it's newborn Savior because we're not exactly sure at what time or age this three kings arrived. Certainly in the most familiar narrative we assume that they arrived exactly as he was born, but that's not necessarily so. But regardless, we know that they did come and see the new baby. So when we look, as the story says, if it's gold, then it's an earthly king. But we know that gold also represents the riches, the abundance of spirit. Not just the shiny metal we think of so much when we think of gold, but the abundance that spirit gives. The richness to which without truly life would be nothing, would be meaningless. When I think of the richness of spirit, I think of peace. Trust me, when you do not have peace, you truly are poor. The richness of spirit for me is joy. Not something because I have an outward something, a happiness that I derive from going somewhere or seeing someone. Joy is this effervescent bubbling up in my soul of a gladness, of a deep, profound, and longer-lasting happiness. I think of the riches of spirit as being more than just the representation of gold. The riches of spirit is so much more. And also, it's one of those things I believe that another way of looking at, or the invitation for us to look at it, is that gold can also represent for us the offering of love in our hearts to the Christ. That opening up to the awareness of the Spirit of God in us as us. To be loving, to express love, to dwell in love. When we think of gold from this perspective, this deeper esoterical meaning, it takes on a whole different energy. The second gift that was given was frankincense. If gold represents the riches of spirit, frankincense can be said to represent the beauty of spirit. The beauty of spirit that is everywhere present. To be found in nature, to be found in the eyes and the gurgling laughter of a baby, to be found in the stars and the cosmos. It is everywhere if we have eyes to see. And it is also said in the story that if the baby accepted, then this would kind of signify his priesthood, his divinity, his alignment with the doing, and not only doing, but expressing the word of God. So when they delivered this gift of frankincense, they truly was acknowledging him as a great priest, the high prophet. For us, another meaning is to an invitation to offer up the truth in our minds to the Christ present. To allow that message that Jesus so frequently and openly spoke to. The truth that we are heirs of Christ. That we are joint heirs with Jesus. That we are children of the Most High God. That God in us, as us, through us, doeth the work. We too need to embrace the priesthood, the prophet within us, the truth within us. That God in us is too the Father within. And the third gift that was given, myrrh. This is a spice that is used when they are about to bury. When we remember or reflect upon the Easter story, we were told that the women took spices that morning and went to the cave to purify the body of Jesus. It's also the representation of the eternity of spirit. That which has no beginning and no end. That which is the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. that which is in and through all of creation, all of life. And so, again, as we look at this invitation to us, it's an invitation to use our hands and feet in service to the Christ Spirit that is within us. We always need to look deeper at what these stories mean, how they reflect and can be expressed in our day-to-day life. We are children of the Most High. We have an opportunity to allow the Christ to be birthed in us. We can welcome the birth of the Savior in us as we prepare for our Advent. Whether we take the stance of the shepherds that waited, that were humble, that were so excited to receive the news, or our beloved Mary, who was trusting and faithful and patient, or the wise men that set off to see and experience the revelation of a prophecy that had been foretold with their precious gifts. All of these things are states and ways of being in us that we are invited to embrace as we deepen in our connection and communion with the Spirit within, God in us, as us. My sacred text that reflects what we've just spoken about is from Matthew 2:1-12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who was born king, or who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search closely for the child. And as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The invitation this Advent sub-day is not only to open our hearts to the gift that the Magi brought, but to allow our own inner star to guide us to the Christ, to the place where the Christ is within us. We know from what happened after that how Herod was so angry that he killed all the babies of under 2 years old. But we have to live this nativity not as reading it as something that happened 2,000 plus years ago, but something that is happening on a continuing, a day-to-day basis. I believe that spirituality has to be a lived experience. You notice here on the Sunday Soul Connection that we don't talk about religion. Religion is simply doctrines and theologies and things that men have written. But we look for a deeper and deeper meaning as to how we can live the Word of God. Not just read it or hear it, but live it in a way that impresses and expresses the Spirit within us. That impress on that life that is in us to express outwardly that life that is so precious. So my story that I want to share is entitled, 'Tis Better to Give. I knew I was not supposed to be quite so excited. I was too old for that. At age 11, the oldest and my mom's grown-up girl, I had to keep my cool. I was in middle school after all, but every chance I got, when I was alone, I checked each present under the tree. I read every tag and felt every package, guessing at the contents within. I had examined each gift so often that I could tell which present went to which person without even looking at the tags. It had been a tough year for my family. Whenever my mom looked over at the tree with scattered presents, she would sigh and warn us, "There won't be as much for Christmas this year. Try not to be disappointed." Christmas has traditionally been a time for my parents to spoil us. In years past, the presents would pile up and spill out from under the tree, taking over the living room. I had heard the phrase, "Giving is better than receiving," but thought that whoever had said that must have been out of their mind. Getting presents was the whole point. It was the reason I couldn't get to sleep on Christmas Eve. On Christmas morning, we eagerly waited in the hallway until Dad told us everything was ready. We rushed into the living room and let the wrapping paper fly. We made weak attempts to wait and watch while other family members opened their presents. But as time passed, we lost our self-control. "Here's another one for you," said Mum, as she handed me a package. I looked at it confused, having spent so much time examining the presents before Christmas. I recognized this one, but it had not been mine. It was my mum's. A new label had been put on it with my name written in my mother's handwriting. "Mum, I can't." I was stopped by my mother's eager, joyful look. I could not really understand. "Let's see what it is, honey. Hurry and open it." It was a blow dryer. Though this may seem such a simple gift, but to me it was so much more. Being an 11-year-old girl, I was stunned. In my world, where receiving outweighed giving by light years, my mum's act of selflessness was incomprehensible. It was a huge act. Tears filled my eyes and I thought in disbelief how much my mum must love me to give up her Christmas so I could have a few more presents. I've always remembered that Christmas fondly. It had such an impact on me. As an adult with children in my life whom I adore, I can now understand my mum's actions. I see how she was not giving up her Christmas as I had thought, but was finding an even greater joy in her Christmas because giving truly is better than receiving. That was by Jennifer Yardley Barney. And it reminded me of the text that I shared yesterday, a quote from Janice Media that said, "Christmas is not as much about opening our presents as opening our hearts." And it is truly that demonstration of the mother who recognized that it is glorious and joyful to give more so than being received. Mother Teresa said it is not how much we give, but how much love we put into the giving. My poem by William Chatterton Dick says, "As with gladness men of old the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onward beaming bright. So most gracious Lord, may we evermore be led by thee, as with joyful steps they sped to that lowly manger bed, there to bend the knee before him who heaven and earth adore. So we may we with willing feet ever seek thy mercy seat, as they offered gift most rare at that manger rude and bare. So may we with holy joy, pure and free from sin's alloy, all our costliest treasures bring, Christ, to thee, our heavenly King. Holy Jesus, every day keep us in the narrow way, and when earthly things are past, bring our ransomed souls at last, where they need no star to guide, where no clouds their glory hide. My Signs of Mind reading of Christmas is entitled Treasuring Each of Us as the Bloom. The first quote is from the Gospel of Luke 2:16-19. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The second quote is from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, and says, Christ means the universal idea of sonship, of which each is a member. That is why we are spoken of as members of that one body, and why we are told to have the mind in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. The author writes, Jesus was the flower of his family and humanity. Blossoms are the beauty of the plant, what the entire plant works for and supports. The flower, the bloom, is the essence of the plant. And I can imagine that once the flower blooms, the entire plant celebrates. Families are like plants, and each individual member is the blossom too. The entire family is held in each member. In essence, each of us is the bloom of the family. And whether it's apparent or not, the family celebrates our appearance. Because of this, we are each given the opportunity to bloom just as we are. In fact, it is important for us to do the work of blooming, because that's why we are here. We are each meant to be here, whether the family story supports this or not. The story of Christmas is the story of the birth of each I am. I am born to manifest the rightful and true story of my life. No matter the appearance, the entire universe celebrates my birth and the birth of every I am. Can I do the same? Beloved, as we celebrate the birth of the Christ, as we celebrate the coming into this world of our wayshower teacher, our friend, our beloved Jesus, who recognized his divinity and spent his life showing each and every one of us that we too were divine, that we too were of the one family, the one body, the one life that is God in us, as us, through us. So this Advent, as we celebrate the birth in consciousness of our true nature, our Christ nature, let us truly embody all of the deeper meanings of all that we have been studying and reflecting upon this Advent season, so that we may have that experience of remembering our divine sonship, daughtership of the sacred. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within into the body temple that houses the sacred, the divine, the holy, the holy. And always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. introduce the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So for our next three inspirations and expirations, contractions and expansions, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Exhale. Bring your attention into your heart. And take a moment to acknowledge with deep gratitude for all the work that your heart does without you consciously thinking of it or even acknowledging it. Pumping the life-giving blood around your body. And now inhale love. Exhale cruelty. Inhale joy. Patient. Bring attention into your kidneys. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that your kidneys do in eliminating all the toxic waste out of your body. Inhale gentleness. Exhale fear. Inhale calmness. Exhale strength. Bring attention now into your liver. Take a moment, acknowledge with gratitude the work that your liver does in detoxifying and cleansing the blood so as to combat infections. Inhale kindness. Exhale anger. Inhale generosity. Exhale frustration. Bring attention to your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that your lungs do. Bringing in oxygen and passing around the bloodstream. Breath is life. And breathe in righteousness. And breathe out depression. Breathe in courage. And breathe out sadness. Bring attention now to your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge deep gratitude how it stores, lifts, and breaks down your food that you need for nourishment and nurturing. Now breathe in fairness. And breathe out anxiety. Breathe in trust. And breathe out worry. And let's take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude all of the systems within our body, the endocrine, the respiratory, the urinary, the circulatory, the intercommunitary, the reproductive, the digestive, the skeletal, the nervous, the immune system, the muscular system. All of these systems that operate without us consciously having to direct. So now affirm to yourself, the divine within me is wholeness. And my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being. Renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Breathe that in. And let us join now on our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. Know that God is the energy, the life, the spirit, the presence, the power that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Mother, Father, God, you who we call the Divine Beloved, you who are the infinite knower of all things, the absolute mystery. We enter into this time of prayer. We ask that we too, like the wise men, trust the star that is your spirit ever guiding and illuminating our path. That we open our hearts and reveal the gifts that gold, frankincense, and myrrh offer. That we truly can live the loving expression of the Christ child. That we may know the truth, live the truth, express the truth as he taught us. And that we can be in service in whatever way, shape, or form that you need us to be. Mother, Father, God, that this Advent season, as we consciously deepen into you, as we consciously recognize your presence, your power at work in our lives, as our lives, through our lives, cleanse and purify anything of us, anything of the Herod nature that wants to kill our dreams, our ideas, our ways of being. The Herod nature with greed, selfishness prevail. Let us allow our Christ nature to be born within us. Mother, Father, God, there are not enough words or a time to express the needs of our world at this time. So much has happened across the world, whether through natural or man-made. So for every need that is at this time, for every need for everyone that is on this call at this moment, for every need for all those that will be listening later. You who are the Alpha and the Omega, you who are the life that lives in all life, you who know what to do and how to do it, we surrender all these needs to you now. With faith believing like Mary, trusting like Joseph, humble like the shepherd, wise like the Magi, and praising you like the angels at this time. The Father God, we surrender everything and everyone to you now, and we rest in your grace that is our sufficiency for everything. For your eternal love, your infinite blessings, your endless mercies, we are ever grateful. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms down, facing outwards and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flown to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Our science of mind affirmation, repeat after me. The entire universe celebrates my birth.
The entire universe
celebrates my birth.
Our Buddhist reflections, if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings,
all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God
within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating
brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God,
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
Eternal and unceasing.
Our ruminations of this week, Rumi says, the ground's generosity takes in our compost and grows beauty. Try to be more like the ground. My beloved, as we come to the closing of our Sunday Soul, just to remind you, we will have a special 10 at 10 this week prior to our Christmas celebrations. Our closing benediction today, may the blessing of joy abide within you. May the blessing of peace rest upon you. May the blessing of love flow out through you. May all the blessings of the Lord be yours at Christmas and into the new year. My closing song today, favorite for me this Christmas of my Christmas playlist, it's by Gerard and Javon, entitled We Three Kings. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Gerard and Yvonne, these three kings. My beloved, for those that will not be joining me on Thursday, I wish you a very blessed and happy Christmas. For those who are joining me on Thursday, I look forward to seeing you or joining me then. And I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.